Well, you tell me where you want to start.
Well, state your name and for the record, please.
Sure. Carl Finkenbinder for the petitioner. The petitioner is Rocky Shores Lodge, LLC. As you can see from the petition, we're seeking to vacate a portion of West Drive and Helen Street. I think in your files there you can see the plat, or a survey, I should say, of the portion of the road that we're seeking to vacate. It surrounds property that is owned and fee simple by my client, Rocky Shores, and that's lots 1 through 5 of the first edition of the Arcadia subdivision. We have the consent of the adjoining lot owners that are also in the second edition. And her name, one owner is named Sandra Teeter, and the other is John Russworm. And their consents were an exhibit to the petition, I think you'll find. And then on the, what would be the west side of the road, it's outside the subdivision, but that property is also owned by my client, Rocky Shores Lodge, LLC. So all abutting property owners to this road are in agreement that this can be vacated. I do have, and I don't know, I can, when we prepare the order, I do have a legal description for the exact location of the road that can be vacated. This petition was posted in 5 separate places at least 15 days ahead of time in compliance with the law. I've got the affidavit of service, if you all need to see that, in all 5 places that the notice was given. Utilities were notified. The utilities in the area were notified, CenturyLink and White River Valley Electric Cooperative, who supply utility services to the area. I think that about covers it. Are there any questions?
It didn't. Is the road actually being used at all?
No, it's not. Well, no, the short answer is no. There is a portion of, I should say, what would be Helen Street that John Russworm uses individually, but it's not, it won't be needed for a public road. He's the only lot owner within there that will have to have some sort of access back in there. But he's going to get private access through an existing, there's just a gravel road right there. It's never been utilized by the public or anyone other than him.
He could still utilize it the way he is now.
Yes. And he's agreed. He's consented to the mm-hmm. vacation of the public road.
Is there now the time to ask you some concerns that you have
sure.
or had? On the what was the deal with on Beacon? It shows Helen Street as Fuzzy Bunny Boulevard.
My understanding is the Beacon identifies that platted roadway as Fuzzy Bunny Boulevard, not Helen.
Not that Beacon's always 100% correct, but...
Yeah, I pulled it from the original plat.
Okay.
So,
and I don't think the copy of the original plat was provided with the petition, so...
You might have it here.
I think the original plat would answer a few questions, would it not?
I think so.
Thank you.
Maybe on, thought I had it on, 1 second. Got it. It's actually, I apologize, it's actually Exhibit D to the petition.
Okay.
I acknowledge that there's no stamp on it, but I can tell you I personally pulled it from the way that.
So apparently the Exhibit D is the final plat. I didn't know that because it didn't have any recording stamp on it or whatnot. It does show West Street and Helen Street on it, so I don't know why Beacon shows Fuzzy Bunny Boulevard as Helen Street. But
well, Fuzzy Bunny is a lot better to say than Helen Street.
I never thought I would write that in a letter to the commission, but I did.
I mean, if it's something that's of major concern, I can go upstairs and pull it again.
Well, Beacon is not considered a legal document, and it says on it.
Yeah, you're fine. I just wanted to make sure we were.
Yeah, I just wanted the commission to know that there is a road that is at least named on Beacon Fuzzy Bunny, and it's the same road that a portion of which is being sought to be vacated. I just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page on that ground.
You may have touched on this earlier. Mr. Fingerbinder, the proof of notice of the petition to the utility providers, did you have that in here?
I do.
Do you have that, or was it already in our?
It was not. So I've got affidavit of service with what was posted and both notice to the utility providers. I'll hand those to start with. Ms. Hyatt.
Mr. Elliott, does that satisfy all the concerns the commission has?
Yes, other than I do not think a proposed order was submitted. I know Mr. Pinkenbinder said that he had a legal description for the proposed area.
And yes, the reason is I didn't have yet the chance. I got the Word copy of the legal description on Friday, so I can prepare a proposed order. I also know the last one I prepared you had some issues with. I didn't want to mess anything up, so I can either prepare one or send you the legal, whatever you'd prefer, Travis.
Why don't you just prepare and send it to me, Carl, and I'll take a look at it if that's okay with you, sir.
Yeah.
What do we need to do with these three items? Do we keep this with, do you need to keep these, or are these your?
If the commission
with the record.
Yeah, we'll keep them with our record. Contingent upon council approved order.
Yes,
I don't have any other questions for the petitioner.
Yeah, I don't have any. Any further questions?
No, I don't know if anyone else.
Is there anyone here in remonstrance of the petition or opposed to the petition? See none.
Move to approve the vacation of a portion of West Drive and Helen Street as presented, contingent upon councilor approval of the order, and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign said order after approved.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you.
Travis, I'll try to get that to you today.
Thanks. Vacation of a portion of Lakeshore Drive, number 21-068, Rogan Bridge.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brian Wegg on behalf of the petitioner, which is White Oak Ventures, which is a Big Cedar Lodge entity. So the petitioner was here the last docket for road, or your prior docket for road vacation in July, and we did our first reading at that time, and I believe we were set for this docket for the second reading of the petition. So I'll read into the record. White Oak Ventures, a corporation authorized to transact business in the state of Missouri, states the commission they are the owner of the real estate lying on both sides and fronting substantially all of Lakeshore Drive, said real estate being owned in Oliver Township, Taney County, Missouri. Attached to the petition as Exhibit A is the legal description of the property to be that we propose to be vacated. Attached to the petition as Exhibit B is a survey depicting Lakeshore Drive, and the proposed portion is highlighted in yellow, I hope, on your survey. This commission previously vacated the northern connecting portions of Lakeshore Drive. And for your reference, I believe that was in 2013 before the current sitting commission was here. As required by Section 228.110, attached to the petition is Exhibit C, and incorporated by reference are the signatures of at least 12 residents of Oliver Township who support the vacation. Petitioner represents in good faith that there are no property owners who will be affected by the proposed road vacation. Petitioner states that it desires to have Exhibit A vacated and that vacating will not be detrimental to any other party. I also do not know if I will offer this into the record. So prior to the docket, the July docket, we posted notice of the road vacation. We also posted notice again 2 weeks prior to this hearing, and I want to just put that in the record. It's got the notice, it's got the pictures of, it's, well, it's got an affidavit, and then the pictures of where we posted the notice and the locations of that.
It looks like the pictures are posted on different roads.
Yes, yes. This one. It, well, I'll show it to you.
I looked at the pictures.
Was it in there?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I don't think they have the second.
This is the second.
Yeah.
It probably looks a lot like the first notice. But we did it again.
Did it again.
At least not to my knowledge.
I think we filed the first notice.
Right.
But we posted it again before this reading. And I wanted to also, before the commission deliberates about this, I put in front of you earlier this morning a map, which we colored on, and I've talked to Travis about this map. Just to give you some idea and some historical context about this vacation. So, if you see the colored map. In 2013, the county, when this cabin area was being developed,